The Lord be with you.
And
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, and it was still dark, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran, and she went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and she told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down, and he saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he also went into the tomb, and he saw the burial cloths and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in. The one who had arrived at the tomb first saw and believed. But they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. This is good news from the Lord. There's a line in a recent movie that says, "In the end, everything will be all right. If it isn't all right, it's not the end yet." That's the message. But you know, that isn't the message most of us were given. Recent movies and novels have told us to expect Armageddon, Apocalypse Now, Rapture, the late great planet Earth. And some people actually pray for that the catastrophe can come soon. So a few of us can be raptured to heaven, and everybody else, us poor people, be left here. If this is true, this is a horrible storyline for history. No wonder, really, no wonder so many of our people live without hope, live without any direction, meaning, or purpose. If it's all going to hell in a handbag, why bother? Really? Why bother? It doesn't mean anything. The message of Easter is not primarily a message about Jesus, although you've been trained to think so. In fact, I love what Father Jose Luis did here. I know it's lovely, but that's not the message. I'm sorry, it's not the message. Alone Jesus, "Look, I rose from the dead, look at me." That's why people don't get excited. If you want to see people excited, celebrate Easter again next Sunday and go to one of the many Orthodox churches here in our city. They celebrate Easter a week after we do. And they're all holding candles and they're shouting, "Christ is risen." And they shout back to one another, "Christ has risen indeed." You know, no offense, but we don't tend to be that excited. You see, if the message doesn't include us, we don't tend to be excited. And let me tell you what we think the real message is. And once you hear it, if you want to check out the scriptures, you'll see it's clearly there. Every message about Jesus is a message about all of us. Is a message about humanity. Now, the Western church that you and I were raised in emphasized what you see here, both Catholic and Protestant. It was an individual message about the individual resurrection of Jesus. A miracle that we could not prove, but we dared to believe. And I hope you did. And I'm glad you do. But there's a great secret, at least for us, hidden in the other half of the Universal Church. And do know, we're only half of the Universal Church. In 1054, we split in two. In the Eastern Church, if you've ever traveled in Syria, Turkey, Palestine, Egypt, you'll see that Easter is never painted like this. It's never the lone Jesus rising from the dead. He's always surrounded by crowds of people. In fact, in the classic and oft-repeated painting, he's pulling people out of Hades. Now, Hades is not the same as hell, although we put the two words together. And so you grew up reciting in the Creed, Jesus descended into hell. And of course, people always wonder what that means. I remember asking in the third grade, "Sister, why did Jesus descend into hell?" And she said, "To get Abraham and Moses." Even to my third grade mind, that made no sense. Why were Abraham and Moses in hell? Because I had our later notion of hell. Hades is simply the place of the dead. There's no judgment involved. There's no punishment involved. It's just where you go waiting for God. But we lost that too. So the Eastern Church probably was much closer to the truth. That this is a message about humanity. This is a message about history. Then I only learned recently there was another tradition that came from, of all places, Spain. Unfortunately, it didn't make it over here into this Spanish colony, but you see it in Spanish art. And there we have Mary talking to the risen Christ in paintings, and she's saying, like any mother would, "Where were you the last 3 days?" Really, it's so human, so ordinary. "Where were you?" And he says, "Voila, look what I've got for you." And he's surrounded by hordes of people. "I freed humanity from death." It's a corporate message. It's a historical message. It includes you and it includes me. If that isn't true, we basically lose interest. So today is the Feast of Hope, of direction, of purpose, of meaning, and of community. We're all in this together. I mean, let's put it frankly. If your auntie and your grandma and your grandpa and your children aren't going to be in heaven with you, would it be heaven? Of course not. It's either all or nothing. You see, what it means to be God is to win. God doesn't lose. God's victory is really a victory. But that's almost too much for our little minds to imagine. We win partial little victories, but the victory announced at Easter is total and universal and was meant to give hope to the world. Brothers and sisters, the cynicism and negativity that our country and many other countries have descended into is pretty much a clear sign of what happens when people do not have hope. If it's all hopeless, we individually lose hope too. So this is the announcement of a common hope. And I know it's a nice statue, but I want you to picture everybody else up there with him. It's not just Jesus, it's humanity that God is saving. And when we sing in the Easter hymns, Christ destroyed death, that means the death of all of us. Life is not ended, it merely changes. And that's what happened in him, and that's what will happen in us.